Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about how to expand your mind. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are talking about your mind and your options and sort of the general feeling of things that you are capable of. More importantly, we're talking about how to expand that, how to expand your options, how to expand your mind, and just to give yourself more opportunities in life by simply fixing up here and how you think about things. So, with that said, I want to jump into the episode, but before I can do that, be sure to click subscribe wherever you are consuming this. If you're listening on audio on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Alexa, CastBox, any of the platforms, be sure to click subscribe there and head over to the YouTube if you're not already, youtube.com/Greg Clunas. Click subscribe. We are in a race right now to reach 1,000 subscribers. We might be there by the time this airs, but if we are, then let's get to 10,000. That's exactly what I want to make happen here. So be sure to head over to YouTube, click subscribe, and let's jump into the episode. So first, we need to talk about why your mind, why your options are limited. See, this largely, and you've heard this before, right? Limited mindset, that whole thing. This largely comes from the experiences you've had, the life you've lived, the people you've been around, the things that were said to you as a kid, the failures that you experienced, the successes you experienced, all of these different factors over the course of your entire life, from the moment you were born to this moment right now, all of these different factors creates your options. It creates what you perceive to be possible for you. Because through all of these different experiences, you start to tell yourself, I'm good at this, I'm not good at this. I get rewarded for this, I don't get rewarded for this. These are the options and the things and the careers and paths and things I can do that I know exist. They exist within my realm of the world, my realm of what the universe is. My realm of existence has this list of things. Based on the people you saw, what your parents did, the people you met and what they did, just sort of this whole slew of things. All of that combines over the course of your entire life, from the moment you're born to the moment right now when you're listening to this podcast, to define what your options are and define how wide-reaching your mind can go and how wide-reaching your imagination can go. That's sort of largely what has created the outcome you have in life right now. You chose the career that you're going down largely because it was possible. It was within the realm of existence. Right now, let's play this out. Let's have a quick example here. So I'm willing to bet that for many of us, we grew up, we as a kid asked what we want to do. Many boys and girls say, you know what, I want to be an astronaut. I want to explore space and like fly in a rocket ship and all that stuff, right? Go to the moon. And you're able to give that answer because as a child, you have an imagination. And that imagination is very expansive. It hasn't been shoved down and limited through life yet. And so astronaut is on the list of things that you could potentially do. And theoretically, if you really want to look at this, theoretically, there is a list of actions you could take from that moment, from when you're 5 years old and you say, I want to be an astronaut. From that moment, there is a series of actions and decisions that could lead to you becoming an astronaut. Right? That is a theoretical possibility. Now, the likelihood of it is obviously small for many reasons, but it is a theoretical possibility that you could take XYZ actions and that could create XYZ outcomes and meet XYZ people, and therefore you become an astronaut and that's your career. That is theoretically possible at that moment. However, eventually you get older. You're in middle school, you're in high school, you're in college, you're really starting to think about careers. And the things you tend to gravitate towards end up being something that you had some kind of connection to or experience with, or maybe it is a little bit of like a stretch, a dream career. Maybe you've always wanted to be a vet, right? Well, why have you always wanted to be a vet? I'm guessing because you've been around animals a lot in your life and you know that you love animals, you want to help them and so on and so forth, right? That was added to your list of options because of this experience you had. However, what isn't on the list of options? I'm guessing that you aren't even considering becoming a Sherpa for Mount Everest. Why not? Now, the point of this isn't to become a Sherpa for Mount Everest. The point is that is a legitimate career that people in the world do. That is a thing that people spend their time doing. They get there because it was on the list of options for them. Right? They grew up in that area. They grew up like around that kind of thing. They experienced it and it was added to their list. It was added to their circle of options. For you, it was never added. And so your mind probably has never once gone to the idea of, oh, I could be a mountain Sherpa. It just hasn't. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But the point is to realize that there is a circle that you exist within. That circle has all of the things that are possible for you, the options that are available to you, that you think rather are available to you based on the experiences you've had, the things you know exist, and sort of what you've been taught and told up to this point. If you want to expand your mind, expand your options, you need to jump to an outer ring, right? So if you picture concentric circles, I believe that's the right term for it. So you've got one small circle, that's where you're at. Bigger circle around it, bigger circle around it, bigger circle around it, so on and so forth. If you picture that, you are in the center, you are in that small ring, that small circle. Within that circle, you've got your list of options that we've already discussed how that gets created. The minute you then meet, let's say you're 12, your family goes on a trip, you go climbing, and you meet a guide, you meet a Sherpa, and you love climbing. All of a sudden, maybe you're not going to go down that path, but it is an option. It is something you realize, I could do this. I could get trained in this. I could pursue this as a career. This is a career that exists. This is a path that I can take. And so now your ring is slightly bigger. There's an option on there that wasn't there before. Then maybe you meet a lawyer, a hotshot lawyer that deals with crazy cases out in LA, right? Now you realize, oh, wow, that's something I could do. Maybe you're not even that interested in it, but it becomes a list. It's part of your list now. It's part of your options. It's part of the things you can do. And throughout your entire life, your ring gets slowly bigger and bigger, but at some point it caps out and you sort of pick your path. And the cap, what gets added to the list and taken off, is largely based on age and so on and so forth. Maybe when you're younger, you are in middle school, it's a real possibility in your mind, hey, I'm going to be an NBA star. And then you hit college and you're not that good at basketball, and that gets dropped off the list, right? It's no longer an option. Because even if you could get good enough, now you're too old. So what's the point of all this? Well, my goal with this episode was to help you recognize that the things you are currently doing in your life, whether in career or otherwise, are based largely on what you think is possible, what your options, your current options allow for. But that is not where it ends. There are other options outside of that, things that aren't even entering into your mind whatsoever. And if you want to expand your mind, expand your options, and expand your opportunities, you need to move out towards the larger rings. You need to expand that list of potential options in any area of your life, whether it's fitness or your health or your finances, or your career, or whatever it is. You need to move out to the larger rings. And the way you do that is largely around experiencing things. It's meeting people. It's going out into the world and seeing what it has to offer. That's the only way to get to those outer rings, is to understand what options actually exist in the larger world, not just in this small little bubble that I live in, not just in this list of experiences I've had. What options actually exist out there? And you don't even need to pursue them. You just need to be aware that they exist. If you can do that, then what you're going to see happen is, one, your list of options will expand, which is always a nice feeling. But two, your mind will expand. The possibilities will expand. The opportunities will expand. The things that you think you can get done will expand. And then three, and this is the most important part, your imagination will expand. Because ultimately, where you want to get is to a place where you're not just looking at the possible options. You're looking at the impossible. And for those of you listening, I just put that in air quotes. Because when you can take a possibility from one spot, something you know is possible in one area, and combine it with something else you know is possible in another area, and you push those things together, that's where you create something new and unique and interesting and valuable. And that is where real possibilities exist. So I hope this was valuable. If it was, be sure to click subscribe wherever you are consuming this, whether in audio or video. If you're not on the video yet, head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas and click subscribe. I really, really want to push this channel and get it, honestly, to 10K, 100K subs. If we can get to 100K, game over, man. We're going to do some major things for people who really need it. So help us out. Head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas and click subscribe. Then share it with all your friends and make sure they do it as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you got some value from this. I've been Greg Clunas, as always. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.